This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McGee. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visited vaccine development sites on Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. Their trips to North Carolina and Florida respectively come as the White House grapples with its most prominent virus case since the crisis began and a nationwide spike in the outbreak that threatens to undermine an economic rebound. White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy. Thursday marks the 6 months since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which referred to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities, adding that the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives hasn't changed. And that means leaders should find, isolate, test, and care for cases and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros also pointed out the pandemic was under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the countries strictly followed the WHO's advice. Incidentally, more than 652,000 deaths have now been recorded globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 148,000 in the United States, and the number of global infections is more than 16.4 million and more than 4.2 million in the United States. Brazil ranks number 3 in the number of infections and deaths globally. This is VOA News. The United Nations says that coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to dozens of deaths, or I should say the deaths of tens of thousands of children, a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. In a study published Monday, 4 UN agencies said failing to act now will have devastating long-term consequences not just for the children, but for society as a whole. Earlier in the year, the head of the World Food Program warned of a risk of starvation of biblical proportions around the world. From Burkina Faso to Venezuela, the Associated Press found that families around the world are already facing starvation, with young children the first to suffer and die. The COVID-19 crisis has disrupted a rare opportunity for Native American communities to address a lack of critical internet access by missing a deadline to obtain free broadband licenses from the government. The cutoff for tribes to apply for licenses from the Federal Communications Commission expires August 3rd, and the process entails submitting complex application surveys and maps. The FCC commissioner said only about 15% of eligible tribes have applied. The FCC says 628,000 tribal households lack access to standard broadband, a rate more than 4 times that of the general population. Policy Institute found nearly 1 in 5 reservation residents has no internet at home at all. Just 4 days after beginning a truncated coronavirus delayed season, Major League Baseball ran into a serious obstacle Monday with the postponement of scheduled games due to COVID-19 outbreaks among Miami Marlins players. The postponement of the games in Philadelphia and Miami was a potentially ominous development for MLB and other major professional sports leagues in the United States and Canada, hoping to forge ahead during the pandemic. Court proceedings for a trial in Mexico that could expose years of alleged corruption by current and former leaders is set to proceed Tuesday. An official from Mexico's judicial authority say an initial court hearing into corruption charges against Emilia Lozoya, the former boss of a Mexican state oil firm, Petróleos Mexicanos, is scheduled for 9 a.m. Tuesday. Lozoya, who was chief executive of the firm known as Pemex from 2012 to 2016 under Mexico's former president, Enrique Peña Nieto, faces accusations ranging from accepting bribes to money laundering. And Mexican prosecutors contend that before he became the boss, Lozoya, among other things, solicited and obtained funds from a Brazilian company and funneled cash into the 2012 presidential election campaign of Peña Nieto. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.